August 10, Transforming Grace. Perfection now. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Matthew 5:48. When God gave His Son to the world, He made it possible for men and women to be perfect by the use of every capability of their beings to the glory of God. In Christ, He gave to them the riches of His grace and a knowledge of His will. As they would empty themselves of self and learn to walk in humility, leaning on God for guidance, men would be enabled to fulfill God's high purpose for them. Perfection of character is based upon that which Christ is to us. If we have constant dependence on the merits of our Savior and walk in His footsteps, we shall be like Him, pure and undefiled. Our Savior does not require impossibilities of any soul. He expects nothing of His disciples that He is not willing to give them grace and strength to perform. He would not call upon them to be perfect if He had not at His command every perfection of grace to bestow on the ones upon whom He would confer so high and holy a privilege. Our work is to strive to attain in our sphere of action the perfection that Christ in His life on the earth attained in every phase of character. He is our example. In all things we are to strive to honor God in character. We are to be wholly dependent on the power that He has promised to give us. Jesus revealed no qualities and exercised no powers that men may not have through faith in Him. His perfect humanity is that which all His followers may possess if they will be in subjection to God as He was. Our Savior is a Savior for the perfection of the whole man. He is not the God of part of the being only. The grace of Christ works to the disciplining of the whole human fabric. He made all. He has redeemed all. He has made the mind, the strength, the body, as well as the soul, partaker of the divine nature, and all is His purchased possession. He must be served with a whole mind, heart, soul, and strength. Then the Lord will be glorified in His saints and even the common temporal things with which they are connected. Holiness unto the Lord will be in the inscription placed upon them.